guilt while also expressing innocence. CBS's Erica Brown on the case background.
Prosecutors say Hunter Biden engaged in a four-year scheme to avoid paying at least $1.4 million in taxes and classified some personal luxury expenses as business deductions.
There's grief and disbelief in Winder, Georgia, after the high school shooting that left four dead. Student Isaac Sanguma's algebra teacher was one of the victims.
It don't feel real. I just can't believe my teacher is somebody that I see every day. It just don't feel real.
The suspect in the attack is a 14-year-old student. CBS's Dave Malkoff says the motive's a mystery, but authorities did have an interaction with the teen earlier over online threats.
There was police contact with the suspected shooter and his father last year. Sheriff's detectives actually went to the house. They talked to the suspect and his father and didn't find any kind of probable cause that would lead to an arrest. They were getting anonymous tips about somebody talking about a possible upcoming school shooting.
Well, former President Trump's attorneys pleaded not guilty today on his behalf in the revised federal election case against him. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Judge Chutkan called today's hearing after the Supreme Court decided that presidents have some immunity for prosecution and also decided that the judge herself is going to have to make some tough decisions as to whether or not Trump is immune from certain conduct listed in the indictment.
With a smile, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested today he's supporting Kamala Harris in the U.S. presidential race. The U.S. has formally accused Russia of election interference. CBS's Holly Williams.
Putin said, quote, Trump has imposed as many sanctions on Russia as any president has ever imposed before. And if Harris is doing well, perhaps she'll refrain from such actions. On the other hand, the Mueller report famously found that Russia interfered in the 2016 election in a sweeping and systematic fashion with the goal of supporting the Trump campaign and disparaging Hillary Clinton.
No let up in the triple digit heat in much of the West. It's forced some adjustments for Aaron A. Who's athletic director at a school district south of Sacramento.
We're modifying practices by having them later at night, shortened practices, not having pads, that sort of thing for football.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 372 points. The S&P is down 32. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. Prossersrv.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. It happened just after noon near 13th Avenue and 69th. We're working on learning more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, is stepping down. She says she's moving on to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And a Trump campaign town hall and a counter-protest are scheduled for Milwaukee tonight. The Republican event will be held near the UW-Milwaukee campus. A group called Working Families Power has organized a rally in opposition. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people. people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Clouds increase this afternoon as high temperatures still smack the low 80s. As the cold front approaches, chance of showers and thunderstorms exist this evening, overnight, and scatter out through tomorrow, dragging in a fall feel with temperatures in the mid-60s Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The rest of the story. It was such a beautiful dream. But little Phoebe Ann Moses was not to remember it. The young servant girl had been mending one of the master's stockings, and yet, weary from a long day's chores, she had fallen asleep, sitting with the stocking in her lap. And that's when the heavy cane came down on her back and awakened her in agony from that beautiful dream. The wielder of the weapon was the mistress of the house, a Mrs. Wolfe. Cold, relentless, a woman whose north wind presence could chill the warmest summer day. Life on that West Ohio farm was hard for all of them, Mrs. Wolfe reasoned. Why should it not be particularly hard for the servant girl who was receiving the handsome sum of 50 cents a week for her services? I hasten to add that little Phoebe Ann did her very best to please the Wolf family. Her drudgery began at 4 every morning, whereupon she prepared a huge breakfast of ham and fried potatoes, cornmeal mush for the farmer and his wife. Her own breakfast consisted of the leftovers. Sometimes there were none. Immediately afterward, Phoebe Ann hurried to the barn to milk the cows, then back to the kitchen to strain the milk. There were calves and pigs to feed. The Wolf's baby required constant care, two more enormous meals to prepare, and so exhausted was the little servant girl by nightfall that she could scarcely stay awake to mend the family's clothing. It ought all to have been so different. But when Phoebe Ann's father had died, her mother, herself working day and night as a district nurse, her mother was compelled to leave the girl in an orphanage, and the orphanage had assigned the child to the Wolf farm. The Wolfs had assured Phoebe Ann's mother that her little girl was happy and well-fed and attending school regularly, none of which was true. In fact, her education was so lacking that the youngster, fully 11 years old, was nevertheless unable even to write to her mother and to tell her what was wrong. And, of course, Mrs. Wolfe intercepted all of the letters from home and destroyed those. Thus was Phoebe Ann isolated on the Wolfe farm and forced to endure increasing hardships, including more frequent and more severe beatings. Until that one night, and that was the night I've described when the servant girl was repairing stockings, when she fell irresistibly asleep, and when she was brutally awakened from her dreams. That night, the child decided to run away. And she did the following day. Reaching a nearby town, Phoebe Ann borrowed enough for a train ticket, eventually found her mother, from whom she would not be parted again. But all of the rest of her life, Phoebe Ann Moses would remember her cruel treatment on the Wolf farm, and she would seek in any and every way she could to make the lives of all needy children a little more full, a little more warm, a little better. Phoebe Ann was to become famous in her lifetime. And although she married happily, she was to have no children of her own. Nonetheless, thanks to a fortune accrued from her successful career as a performer, over the years she would support some 18 orphan girls, and she would contribute generously to the care of countless others. And all your life you've thought of her only as a rodeo act. A trick-riding sharpshooter, little more. But now you've met the abused servant girl in whose western sky-sized heart there would one day be room for everyone. Phoebe Ann Moses, whom you know as Annie Oakley. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Isn't that cool? I love Paul Harvey. And it always makes me want to look it up and I need to know more about who he just got done talking about. and locally. Paul Harvey, now you know the rest of the story. Here's the Supremes.
the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Timeless is WRJN. Kingsman, Louie Louie, and sung by guy with braces in his teeth, screaming loud so he could hear over the instruments. He could hear himself barely. And a $36 recording session. One take. Only because they wanted to do several. They didn't like that take, but guy said, no, the record producer said, you guys did a good job. It sounds really raw. That's how he wanted it. And by God, that was a hit. Of course, they had just let Jackie like go. So they let go of their lead singer right before that song became a giant, massive hit. And if you like the rest of the rock and roll stories, Terry Havel has Rock and Roll Never Forgets on Saturdays with Rick Hall. Rick Hall doing the rest of the day. Great friend of mine, Rick Hall. And Lou Regani, Music of Your Life, Frank Sinatra, all those classics on Sunday. So we got a great lineup on the weekend here. WRJN.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly, the one and only Peggy Sue on WRJN with BJ Thomas. Love this one. I also love Blue Swede's version of it. Ooga chaka, ooga. But I'll leave it at that.
Stays on my mind.
Hitters and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Westby today to hear from people about how they've benefited from his administration's Investing in America agenda. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
We were able to bring Microsoft in the Racine Kenosha area. That's fantastic for Wisconsin to have that type of tech hub. You're going to see a lot more of this.
The president is visiting the Blue Wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan this week. Conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons are improving. A new report shows Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are meeting most court-ordered improvements. Those include fewer restraints and no more strip searches. The state plans to close both lockups and build a new youth prison in Milwaukee by 2026. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 34-year-old Union Pacific worker from Burlington died after being hit by a Metra train in Kenosha yesterday. His name was Austin Scott Raisby. It happened at around 12:15 near 13th Avenue and 69th Street. Kenosha police quickly showed up along with investigators from the Union Pacific Railroad. There were about 20 people on the southbound Metra train to Chicago at the time of the incident. We're still trying to learn more. Racine's Common Council has approved a developer's agreement to extend water services to Microsoft's planned data centers in Mount Pleasant. The decision clears the way for increased water flow to support Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment in Racine County. And the council is again down another member. Alicia Jarrett, representative of Racine's 14th Aldermanic District, says she's stepping aside. She was first elected in April. The rep for the western part of the city told Alders she was leaving to advance her career in the Air National Guard. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds increase this afternoon as high temperatures still smack below 80s. As a cold front approaches, shots of showers and thunderstorms exist this evening, overnight, and scatter out through tomorrow, dragging in a fall feel with temperatures in the mid-60s Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask.
ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Sits are back in WRJN, and that was Wilson Pickett. Oh, you know what? If you heard a news story that Stuart J. Waddle said and you want to learn more, check our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down for news. Here's Simon and Garfunkel.
Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is
This is right here at WRJN. Two girls for every what? Surf City, Jan and Dean. I'm Cindy Huber. Mike Clemens, a dear friend of mine, and I like to check his Facebook page ever so often, or all the time. Just don't tell him because he'll think I'm stalking him, which I am, of course. But he had a mention yesterday at what happened 60 years ago yesterday, September 4th, 1964. I think you've already guessed. The Beatles arrived in Milwaukee and played their show at the Milwaukee Arena, which is still up. So 60 years. We were talking about Paul Harvey yesterday, his birthday. But, of course, this one. Give me a second. I got a cough here. Sorry about that. Oh, I gotta quit smoking. Anyway, so we were talking about Paul Harvey yesterday. It was his birthday, but the Beatles played the Milwaukee Arena, and John Lennon was struggling. He had laryngitis and couldn't sing Twist and Shout. So the Beatles had to do another song that they weren't really thinking about doing. And that song is next on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local news, timeless hits. Mamas and Papas, WRJN.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning. Monday morning.
Mamas and Papas, right here at WRJN, the local news, timeless hits, and the news. I did mention the news. CBS National News is coming up. So Stuart J. Waddles with local news and sports. Just minutes away on WRJN. Right now it's the Stones.
Jane Brown, y'all.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Just before jury selection in Hunter Biden's federal tax trial, his attorney indicates a plea change. The president's son had pleaded not guilty, but now a plea will acknowledge his likely guilt while he maintains his innocence. Legal analyst Robin Nunn.
It would be in the best interest of Hunter Biden's team if this was to result in a plea and not in a trial, because there are a number of salacious details that seem to be coming up and that have been put forward in some of the court documents.
Court action today in Washington in the revised federal election interference case against Donald Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Through his attorneys, Donald Trump has entered formally not guilty pleas to those same four federal felony counts he faces.